Learning Masech the Sugya Dav Zayinam and Beis. I'm on a Tuduch the Sugya of Migad Ave Deifel in Yisukah Ave Deifel in Yishabbos, or Migad Ave Deifel in Yishabbos Ave Deifel in Yisukah, which really starts in Dav Zayinam and Aleph. The Gemara talks about the various chalukim between Shabbos and Sukkah. Shabbos needs 3 mechitzas, Sukkah only needs 2 mechitzas and a tefach, and that's how the Gemara starts. And the Gemara says if you have 2 mechitzas and a tefach and a Rosh Hashanah Rambam, it works for Shabbos, because Migad Ave Deifel in Yin Sukkah, Ave Deifel in Yin Shabbos. There's some times that Shabbos works and Sukkah doesn't work, like a Lechi. The Gemara says a Mavi Shesh Balechi. Lechi is a mechitzal in Yin Shabbos, but it's not a mechitzal in Yin Sukkah. And Gemshutai, the Sukkah is Mavurim, that it only works when it's both Shabbos and Sukkah together. When it's Shabbos and Sukkah together, you have a Deifel in Yin Sukkah, that would work for Shabbos. If you have a Deifel in Yin Shabbos, that would work for Sukkah. Now, in the Etzim Chiluk between Shabbos and Sukkah, why certain things work for Sukkah and not for Shabbos, and Shabbos not for Sukkah, we spoke about in previous Shurim, but a little bit Bekitz and Nimrutz. The things that work for Shabbos, but not for Sukkah, you have Lamashon like Kodasik, and you have Tzuris and Pesach, and we spoke about that, because by Shabbos, all you need is a Mechitza, all you need is a Hefsik, Taisis Lashon of Dalam and Mebez Lamnoye Regal Harabim. Now, Shein Sukkah, you need the Fanis, you need Mechitzas Nikares, you need a real Mechitza. That's on that side. On the other side, why by Sukkah is it good enough 2 Mechitzas in a Tefach and Shabbos, you need Gimel Mechitzas? And also, the Gemara says one more thing, that Shabbos is, you need Oymen Rubal Aparetz, Mashenkin Besukkah. I think the Ikavart is that Shabbos, the chat is, you don't need the Fanis, but you need a Hekif. It's not good enough to have X amount of mechitzas. The mechitzas that you have on Shabbos is creating a hekif in the rishus. So mainly, you might need more mechitzas. Sukkah, 2 mechitzas and a tefach, I don't need a hekif. That's enough mechitzas. Now saying in Shabbos, I need a hekif. And who are the din of Ayim Rubal Aparetz, like we'll explain. See, there's a shaila. What does it mean when the Gemara says that Shabbos is Ein Nidil of Ayim Rubal Aparetz, Mashayin Kein Besukkah? What is Shabbos needs Ayim Ruba? Sukkah does not. What about Sukkah doesn't need Ayim Ruba? It's a Shaila the Rishayim. Rashi says, Mashayin Kein Besukkah, the Sagi Lei, the Shtayim Kilchasun of Shlishas Afilu Tefach. You don't need Ayim Ruba, because Shtayim Kilchasun works, Afilu Hayalai Psachim B'Shtayim Defanes, Echad Eshnayim. Even if there are entranceways, there are openings in the 2 Defanes, 1 or 2, the Chimitztaref Eslu Ba'ad Eshnayim Aprutzes. And then when you mitzdarif them with the shtayim brutz, how many parts mu b'shayim? Dash Deit and Rashi. And the Rosh and the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch say the same lashon. You say that Sukkah works when it's ayman ruba means, when it's parts ruba means, that when you have pirtzes in the 2 defanis, and you combine those pirtzes with the open 3rd and 4th side, then you have in the heck of b'chloli is parts ruba. Now Rashi earlier said, Umavad Shleim Yasim Megimel Tvacha Mena Kanim, the apostle, the Nafu Gleim Miteris, love it. Rashi says when you have more than 3 Tvachim in between the Kanim, it doesn't work. And Rashi said this, Vadafka Mekoy Mishayim Bidavli Parts Mumbal Oymen, Avmakam Echad Abez Mekoy Mishav Lukab Sachim. It's only when it's a lot of places, because that's Parts Mumbal. But when it's 1 or 2 places, it's Psachim. Rashi's going on Sukkah. So you see, there is a Psul Parts Mumbal by Psachim. Parts Mumbal is a problem. That's why when you have the kanim, it says deifin sukkah kadeifin shabbos. Uvad shloim in kana chaver shloish tefachim. You have to make sure you don't have between kana chaver 3 tefachim, because otherwise the kash will be parts ruba. So what's the pshat? The pshat is that the 2 walls that you need have to be ayman ruba. As I state, what's the din that you don't need ayman ruba? What's the yisayr shabbos al sukkah shabbos mocham and sukkah shas shabbos and into ayman ruba? That means in the heck of becholis. Each wall needs a ruba, but when you mitzarif the 2 open walls, the 4th that's completely open, the 3rd that only has a tefach, together with the psachim in the walls, you're not going to end up with a ruba on the heck of v'chloli. That works by sukkah. As I state in the Bach and the Taz, in Simon Tov Reish Lamin, and then Medayik that from the Lashon of the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch, which is the same Lashon as Rashi in the Rosh. Now the Beis Yosef does bring down, B'Shem Rabbein Yeruchim, B'Shem his Rebbe, Rav Ram Ben Asmol, that even the mechitzas themselves are good enough parts to move. But what does that mean? I mean, how one stick is enough? So he says, Ipshat, that if you have seven tfachim with one hemshech, then that's good enough. In other words, the shia mechitza really is seven tfachim, and you're allowed to leave a Pesach, even parts merubah, as long as they have seven tfachim. If you don't have seven tfachim on hemshech, then you need ayman merubah. But seven tfachim is good enough. That's another pshat in the Rishonim, Avraham ben Esmol, that even the mechitza themselves is good enough parts merubah, if you have a shir sukkah in one shot. But we're going to go to the Vaila with Rashi and the Rosh and the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, that the two mechitzes do need ayman merubah. The heck of Bechol, it doesn't need ayman merubah. Now, what's the din by Shabbos? If the Taicha de Gemara, you say with Shabbos al HaSukkah, Shabbos Eim Teres al Oim Rubah Laparis Mashenki B'Sukkah, is the heck of Bechololi, that says clearly that by Shabbos you need the heck of Bechololi to be ayman merubah. Hazalachur Shtein and Unzur Sugya. See, the Emes is this interesting thing. Later, Paiskim discussed the Shaila. The Aruch HaShulchan in Simin Shin Samach Bei Sifka of Gimel, he says he has a suffix. When we say that Shabbos is ayman merubah, what does it mean? Does it mean each mechitza needs ayman merubah? Or does it mean the heck of Bechololi needs ayman merubah? And he discusses it. He brings different Gemaras and Rashis, and his maskana is that it's all totally in the klolas hahekif. As long as the klolas hahekif is ayman merubah, that's called ayman merubah. And you don't need each mechitza to be ayman merubah. That's the das of the Aruch HaShulchan, the Chayyim Bechiddush. In Simon Shinsam al Gimel Sif Yad Zayin, he says this is how he explains why a lechi is mishum mechitza. How could lechi be a mechitza? It's part of merubah. He brings it the Tayyis Yishanim and Erevin. Dafid Beis of Beis asks this question, and he answers that the third or fourth mechitza, they didn't have the din of Haritz Merubah. But he says he doesn't understand. I always find it because the collecting more blinds the mechitza. It's not called Haritz Merubah. Anyway, but this is what he asks. So he says the pshat's like this. The reason why you say Lachim Shem Mechitza is you don't need Haritz Merubah on each individual mechitza. Each of the mechitza just needs a mashu. You need the kloliest to be Ayman Merubah. Since the kloliest of the heck of is Ayman Merubah, that's good enough. I always wondered, so I always say, what's Pshan in the man, the Yom Malachi doesn't work Mishum Mechitza? So Machlaik is in Erevin. Right? What's Pshan in that? He's saying there's no Bezunder din of Lechi being a Mechitza. It's a Parsha of the Svara. If you don't need each Mechitza to be Ayman, all you need is the kloliest heck of to be Ayman Merubah. So if other Lechi is a Mechitza, unless that man, the Yom, holds in a Mechitza, needs at least Dalet Tvachim. You need at least Dalet Tvachim for a Mechitza. But this is what the Aruch HaShulchan says. That Ayman Merubah does not need each individual Mechitza to be Ayman Merubah. All you need is the Klali Sekif to be Ayman Merubah. The Aruch HaShulchan is in Simin Shin Samach Bei Sifkav Gimel, and in Simin Shin Samach Gimel Sif Yid Zayin. The Chazanish, it's in Erevin, Simin Ayin Sifkav and Zayin, says exactly the opposite. He says that parts Merubah is din in each Mechitza, and there he says it's not a din in the Hekif. So Derech Mashal, let's say you have, this he goes, clearly not like Derech HaShulchan. Let's say you have a rectangle that's 20 amos by 10 amos. And one of the mechitzas are 20 amos. Right, so how much is the whole heck of Becholis? 20 by 10. So to 20, 40, and 10, 20, right? So all together, the two 20s are 40, the two 10s are 20. So it's 60 amos total. So let's say that one of the walls you have the full mechitza there, 20 amos. Right? And then each one of the other walls you have exactly, drop less than half. So altogether, you have 20 plus 10 is 30 plus, or a little bit less than 10, let's say plus 9 plus 4 plus 4. So altogether, you have 29 and 4 is another 8 is 37, and that's more than Rav of 60. As I, the Chazish wouldn't work. The Aruch HaShulchan says that would work. No, you need each mechitza to be Ayman Merubah. But he says, who would din lahepech? Let's say all the mechitzas are exactly ayman merubah, but the fourth mechitza is open and only has two lechis, which that's good enough. So the heck of becholis is parts merubah, but it's still called ayman merubah. But I think in our sugya it's mavur, at least the way the Bach and the Taz are learning, that for Shabbos you need both. By sukkah we're saying you need the two mechitzas should be ayman merubah, but the heck of becholis doesn't have to be ayman merubah. By Shabbos we're saying the heck of becholis has to be ayman merubah. And the stomach by Shabbos is saying Shabbos is more. So Shabbos also each mechitza has to be ayman merubah, and the heck of Bechol has to be ayman merubah. I think Mishabura holds that way clearly. Mishabura in Simon Shin Samach Beis Siftes says clearly, like the Chazon Ish, that each mechitza needs to be ayin ruba. He says, even if you have two mechitzas ayin ruba and the third not, it doesn't work. You need each mechitza to be ayin ruba. And it brings down on the bottom of Shai Tzin, says, kei muchich mikam mekai misri gemar. Not like the Archa Shulchan. But in Simit Daf Reish Laman, he brings like the Bach and the Taz, that by Sukkah it's okay if the heck of Fechlolis is not ayin ruba. If altogether you make a reckoning in the entire perimeter of the Sukkah, there's more space than Eimid. Why? Because the Psachim and the two Mechitzes are mitzdaref for the other two to make altogether parts Merub and the Hekif. And that's good, and Shamus is not. So you see both. And what's the Psha? You need both. The Mechitzes is Pashi, you need Eimid Merubah. Because if you have Eimid Merubah, it's not a Mechitza. But all happy Mechitzes. If not Eimid Merubah, it's not a Mechitza. But by Shamus is another din, that the Hekif needs Eimid Merubah. By Sukkah, you don't have that din. And I think it's the same Yisayit. By Sukkah, the Chaymer is that you need Defanis. The Mechitzes that you do need have to be Defanis. They have to be solid Mechitzes, Mechitzes Nikaris. But they don't have to be Mafsik the Makim. By Shabbos, you don't need solid Mechitzes. You don't need Defanis. But you do need a Hefsik of the Makim. And that's why you need the Gimel Mechitzes Deraisa. And that's why you need the Hekif for Chloli should be Eimin Meruba. And the Bialacha asks a good kasha. The Bialacha says, I don't understand. The Shulchan Aruch was talking about when he brings his din of Nigoy, when you have two mechitzas, when he brings that din of Nigoy, he brings the din of that you don't need Ayman Ruba, he says you have two mechitzas coming gam, and you have a Tzuris of Pesach on the third, and this, by Sukkah, by Shabbos, you need Ayman Ruba, by Sukkah, you don't need Ayman Ruba. That's what he says. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah, I don't understand. But the two mechitzas you're telling me individually, I'm in Ruba. So what are you going to say? The psachim on the first and second mechitzah are going to be starting for the open third and fourth. But the third mechitzah is not open, has a tzuris of Pesach. The Shulchan Aruch is saying the third is a tzuris of Pesach. Like we hold it, tzrichanam in tzuris of Pesach. So vishleim in the Gemara, it doesn't bother him so much, because the Gemara doesn't have to be going with Rava. And the Gemara could be talking about the igad in der Isa of two mechitzas and a tefach, without the Tzuris of Pesach. But the Shulchan Aruch says, with the Tzuris of Pesach. With the Tzuris of Pesach, even by Shabbos, that's Ayman Ruba. Tzuris of Pesach is a mechitza l'gabi Shabbos. So why are we saying Shabbos, this is no good because parts Ruba? It's not. It can't be parts Ruba. If the two mechitzas are Ayman Ruba, and the third mechitza is completely sasum, and the fourth mechitza is completely open, all together, it's Ayman Ruba. Each one of the first two mechitzas are Ayman Ruba. The fourth mechitza is completely open, but the third mechitza has a Tzuris of Pesach. So it's completely shut. So the Bialacha says, I'll tell you the Teretz, because the Tzuris of Pesach is only seven Tvachim. That's it. The rest of the Mechitz is open, so then it's part of its Merubah. But that's the Mishnah Berurah L'shitasa, like we spoke. The Mishnah Berurah holds that the Tzuris of Pesach only has to be to the end of seven Tvachim. And like we said, the Garis Maimini and the Ridva bring this B'Shem Tesis. There is Rishayim that hold that way. So according to that, it's very good. Well, nice, it's going to be part of its Merubah, because you have openings on the first two sides. The third side, who knows, the sukkah could be 10 amis wide and only 7 tefachim for the Tzuris of Pesach. So it's 90% open, and the fourth side is 100% open, if the other two sides are only 60% diamond, 40% open, so altogether it's going to be Raiv Paritz. Well, he brought that Rashi's sheet is that you need the Tzuris of Pesach on the day from Shlishi till the end, but we're also passing that way. So the Chazon Ish says that by Sukkah, the case that you don't need parts Merubah is a case where you're not doing a Tzuris of Pesach. This is what we spoke about. This is what the Mishnah Berurah is Kasha, that when you have two Mechitzas and a third Mechitzah of seven Tvachim, the Gemara says in Af Yates, it's Psalm Yetzim and Asukkah and Eden Kesukkah. So we said over that the Chazon Ish says, if you have actual Oymid, so then that's all you need. But if you have a Tzuris of Pesach, then you need a Tzuris of Pesach to the end of the Mechitzah. That's what the Lecha Mishnah also writes this in the Hilcha Sukkah Perek Da'alacha Yudates. So Mel, that's the case where parts Merubah would work by Sukkah. The only problem is the Lashon Shulchan Aruch is Shilshver. The Lashon Shulchan Aruch that says with two mechitzas and a tefach and a tzuris of Pesach, it works by parts Merubah, you're going to have to say like the Mishnah Berurah, that the tzuris of Pesach is not going till the end. You're going to have to learn like the Ritva L'chaira, that you don't need the tzuris of Pesach till the end, not like the Levush. Otherwise, like the Mishnah Berurah asked, that's not parts Merubah. Now, Rava said this klal, Sichach gam imam v'sheyesh le'lechi k'sher. Why? Because since a lechi is mishum mechitza l'gabe Shabbos, hu adin is mishum mechitza l'gabe Sukkah. So there's a machlokes rishonim. What's the case? The big machlokes rishonim. Rashi says sicha hagabe mavi mafulish sheyesh lelechi ksheira. The case is it's a mavi mafulish. A mavi that only has two walls that connected zeh and has a lechi. And the Rashi also says that way clear. And the Magen Avraham and the Goyim say that that's what's smashing the Rambam. I don't see exactly the mashmais. The Rambam just says over the Gemara. But the Magen Avraham and the Goyim said that the Rambam also holds that it's talking about a parsha of mavi mafulish. Now the reason why Rashi learns it's a mavi mafulish, right? Because you have a problem. If it's a mavi sasim, you already have three mechitzas. Why would you need the lechi for the sukkah? You have three mechitzas. So that taisis on other days. And the Rishayim, the Ritva and the Ran, they say that Tumah the Mavi Sasim, but the Mechitza, the middle Mechitza, is far away from the Schach. So you can't use the Mechitza of the back wall. You're putting the Schach over on the front wall, so you just have the two Mechitzas on the side, and the Lechi. Now there's another problem, which the Rishayim ask, which we're going to discuss later, that if on Shabbos, if it has three walls, then you don't need a Lechi Midaraisa. So how could the Miga work to make it a Sukkah Midaraisa? But in Rashi, in the Rashi and the Ram, that's not shver. Because by Mavi Mufulish, without a Lechi, it's Rishus HaRabim. And with a Lechi, it becomes Rishus HaYachim Midaraisa, because Lechi Mishum Mechitza, and it's Rishus HaYachim Midaraisa. So Mela, since the Lechi works for Mavi Mufulish in Yisham, is to make it Rishus HaYachim, so it also works Linyan Sukkah. Now I want to read Ice, though, that the Shaila is, if Lechi works Mishum Mechitza by a Mavi Mufulish, so what's if Shan, by the first case of Rava, we have two mechitzas and a tefach, why isn't that tefach also a lechi? Why can't, the Mara there is mavur, that two mechitzas and a tefach, migad avadayf on yisuk avadayf on yishabas. On yishabas is not good. Shabbos needs three mechitzas. Sukkah is good enough, Shan kilchas on a shlishas afilu tefach. Why? Why isn't the third mechitza a lechi mishum mechitza? So I think the answer is, I think it's a machlokes the chazanish and the mishdebur, but it will be like the chazanish, that you only say lechem mishum mechitza to connect the two walls by a mavi mefulish or a mavi sasim when you're connecting a third wall with a fourth wall or a second wall with a third wall. But when you have two walls come in gam and the lechi is put on keneged hayetze and it's not connecting anything, then you don't say lechem mishum mechitza. That's the pshat of Rashi, the Rashi, and the Rambam. It's a mavi mefulish. You make a lechi mishum mechitza. So fact tesis, but you're not allowed to be metalta with that. You need a tzuris of Pesach according to everyone. The Dvar Naran also has the kasha. And the Chanami Midar Aista the lechi works because that's what the Gemara says. If you have a mavi and you have a sheir b'lechi azerik l'teich echayiv, if you're lechi mishum mechitza, so it becomes yishus yachim Midar Aista. But Midar Abanan a mavi mefulish a lechi doesn't work. You need a tzuris of Pesach. So the Rosh says, well, just like we see by Pasi Birois. Pasi Birois also, Midrabani and Nala to carry there. It's only, they only mattered for Eli Regolim. So why does Pasi Birois work? So Taisus already says, here in Zion in the days, the Ramasal Sikha Chagabi Pasi Birois, that even though they only mattered for Eli Regolim, but still, since Midrabani is Mutter, so Mela, they didn't ask it by Sukkah. So say the same thing by Mavim Mefulish. By Mavim Mefulish, Eina Chanami Midrabani, and you need a tourist to Pesach, but since Midrabani with the Lechi to any Rishus Yachid, so Mela, for Smitzah Sukkah, the Ukman the Raisa. So why didn't Taisus hold that way? So the Magen Avraham says, another Achrenim, because Pasi Bereis, you already find that it's Mutter, Mishum Mitzah. We find it's Mutter for Eli Regolim. So Mela, it's not Shver to say the Chama matter also because of Sukkah. But Mavi Mefulish, we never find anywhere that it's Mutter. So why should they be Mutter Mishum Sukkah? The Ritva has it sad to say, Nechanam, you're not a carry. The Migu works, since it makes it, we should say, Yachid Linyan Sukkah, so Mamela would work for Shabbos, I mean, it would work for Sukkah. And then Echam, you wouldn't be allowed to carry. But it sounds like the Rishayim will know, it's not Midarabanan, it never made it a Rishayim Yachid. So Midarabanan, you can't use it as a Sukkah. The Dvar has it said, that no, Midaraisa could use it as a Sukkah. Either Abanan said you can't carry, that's a Nayasu Darabanan. But for Sukkah, you can still use it, and then Echam, you can't carry in the Sukkah. Rishayim didn't hold the Rishayim such a thing. So what's the Rishayim's plan? Why does it work? That's what he said. They said it was a mavi sasim. And why don't you say you already have three mechitzas? Because you put it in the front. So Taisus is bothered, but there you only need the lechi min derabanan. Min deraisa, even without a lechi, it's mutter. So if you only need the lechi min derabanan, min deraisa, even without a lechi, it's mutter. So where's the migli min deraisa? So Taisus says in a kimta, we're talking about the lechi is a tefach. So min deraisa, you b'chlal don't need
anything. Minarabanan, you need tefach seichik, pachis migimel. Here's the tesis that we spoke about in the previous year that says that the din of tefach seichik samach migimel, that you put a samach migimel, samach leif is darabanan digadin. But really, what's going on here is like this. Midaraisi have a tefach. So mele midaraisi is a good sugar with anything nigud. Midarabanan, you need a tefach seichik. Minarabanan will say, Nigud avidafin, since it's a lechi linyan shabbos, it works linyan sukkah. So Taisis holds, in order for a migud to work midaraisa, it has to be that midaraisa you need it. Otherwise, it won't work midaraisa. In order for lechi nigud to work midarabanan, it has to be midarabanan, it works. Otherwise, it won't work midarabanan. That's what Taisis holds. So that's why a mavi mefulish, you can't say, because you need it midaraisa, midarabanan doesn't work. A mavi sasam Taisis has a problem with, because even though it works midarabanan, but you don't need it midaraisa. So you have to say, tonight, the mavi sasam, I don't need it midaraisa. But the Teretz is, you don't need it for sukkah, either midaraisa, because you already have a tefach. It's a little bit strange. What was the tzrichas of the Gemara then? Of mavi is stayed fanis ma'aliyasa, and source of pasal is a shame dal mechitza. It's like, I have a better thing. By mavi, the case is that you don't need the migah from the raisa altogether. You have a tefach. And the migas for the rabbanan. By pasi birois, you need the migas for their isis. And the pasi birois also is a tremendous chiddush. Because pasi birois normally mid rabbanan doesn't work. But here by sukkah like azu. So they're both really big chiddushim without any chalukim of shame dal mechitzis and shame mechitzis ma'aliyasa. If we'd only say mavu, we'd only say migas works when you need it mid rabbanan. When you need it mid rabbanan, mechitzis and migas works. Akasha. But Al-Kapanim, but the Ran doesn't hold the way. The Ran holds you don't need the Akimta to make the Lechi a Tefach. He says of Var that even though you don't need the Lechi Midaraisa, but Lamaisa the Lechi would work. The Lechi alone would work. The Lechi is a Mechitza which could make it into a Shisayachid. Happens to be have other Mechitzas that will make the Shisayachid. But because the Lechi has a potential to work, that alone can make a Migalinian Deraisa also. But that much the Ran agrees to Taisis that to work Midarabanan, it has to actually be Matir. That's why the Ran says, like the Dvan Taisis of a Tumen Mavi Sasim, and the Mechitza Emtsoi is Rachik from the Schach. So those are the two Mahalchim and the Rishainim. Rashi, the Rosh, and the Rambam hold that were Tumen Mavi Mefulish. Perhaps they hold by a Mavi Sasim won't work immediately, because you don't need a Midaraisa. And they don't want to say, sign like Taisis that were Tumen, you have a Tefach already. And Taisis, the Dvan, the Ran hold that no, it can't be a Mavi Mefulish, because that doesn't work Minarabanan. Right? The Rosh says, okay, there are Rabbanan were Gezu here, but they don't like that Teretz. So it has to be a Mavi Sasam. What about the Kasha, that by a Mavi Sasam, you don't need it Midaraisa? So Taisa says, that we're talking about by Sukkah, also you don't need Midaraisa. You already have the Tefach, you're only Bavani the Migin for the Rabbanan of Tefach Seichik, Mamini Pachas Mishleisha. So for that, since you need it Midarabanan, they'll say the Migui. And the Rabbanan is Mashmah, no, even Midaraisa, even though you don't need it Midaraisa, you still could say amigo because potentially it could work midaraisa. Now the Ran says also an interesting thing, which is bula halacha and shulchan aruch. The Gemara says we're talking about sicha gam emavi sheyesh lo lechi, and the Gemara says the ilu sukkah the alma boi tefach seichik, the ilu sukkah the shamis le boi tefach seichik. Regular sukkah without shamis, without the migui, would need a tefach seichik. And here that it's on shamis, you don't need tefach seichik because you have a migui that it works for shamis, it works for sukkah. Freksich l'kasha, we learned before in the Gemara that by two mechitzas kemingam, two mechitzas d'arivan, when the Gemara called it shtei defanis kehilchasan, then a tefach seichik is good enough. But two mechitzas kemin mavi, suga suyi kemavi, the Gemara's maskana was you need a pas dalit. So why does the Gemara say that suga dalit means a tefach seichik, you need a pas dalit? As I fact around, Zokteran, you see from this Gemara, gevaldige chiddush. That when you have, let's say, three walls, taka, but the sukkah is not using the middle wall, the back wall, because it's too far away from the back wall. The sukkah is only using the two side walls, but the back wall's there. It's just not being used for the sukkah. That's also called, that also doesn't have a din of a sukkah kamin mavli. That has a din of shtei mechitzis. That also only needs a tefach seichik. Tremendous chiddush. You would think the back wall's there. What's it doing for you? You don't have shtei mechitzas d'arivan. Zakti man yisif in the Gemara, not that way. It's not called mefulish. So mela, all you'd need is a tefach seichik. You would not need a pas dalet. And the Dvar also says this, but the Dvar says that maybe you could say the Gemara is lav dafka. When the Gemara says tefek seichik, the Gemara meant the coin to Rav Yehuda. Remember we had a machlokes about a sukkah kamin mavir. Rav Yehuda said you just need a tefach and oisa tefach amida charuch sheyitza. And Rav Simon said b'shem b'shem alevi, no, you need to pass down amida barkas megimel. So good. So the Gemara wanted to say l'chol hapachais, you would need a tefach seichik. Maybe you need more. But the Ritva says he likes the first way. Better, he says, V'chein dasa ga'aynim. So the Ritva brings it from the ga'aynim, the Ritva, the Ran, the Ritva brings it from the ga'aynim, a galaldi gechidish. That when you have three mechitzis, and it's not mefulish, even though you're only using the two mechitzis on the side, because the stach is too far away from the back mechitza, it's still, you don't need a pas dalid, a tefach seich is good enough. And as I bring the Shulchan Aruch. Now there's a machlokes, the Beis Yosef Magen Avraham. Does that mean only when all three mechitzas are connected? So there, at least you hear a svara for it, because they're kind of arivan, even though you're not using the back wall, you're only using the two side walls, but there's one hemshech between the first side wall and the second side wall. So mele, all you need is a tefach seichik. But let's say you have an enclosed courtyard, and inside the enclosed courtyard, you put up two mechitzas kimin mavri. Would you need now a tefach seichik or a pas dalet? The Beis Yosef says, and this is how he's reading the Ran, there also all you need is a tefach seichik. Since the mice it's not mefulish, that's also good enough. Even though you're not using the walls of the chatzah b'chlal, you're putting up two sukkah walls, zek keneg and zek kamin mavli, in the middle of an enclosed chatzah, that also a tefach seichik is good enough. Magen Avraham says no. And they're arguing, I don't want to go into it so shtak, they're arguing how to translate The Ran kind of says this case. Does he mean to say this case to say that this is good? They never say it. Well, forget. He's trying to say this case is no good. The shayla is where to put the punctuation on the Ran. And the Magen Avraham tries to prove his point of how to read the Ran. And the Chemed Meisha, the Maimon Mordechai, they miyash at the Beis Yosef. They say no. The Ran reads perfectly well like the Beis Yosef. Now the Chedushi Ritva that we have on this blad that Chaim didn't have, and that's very clear like the Beis Yosef. So that's an interesting chiddush from the Ran. Nachum, well, the chiddush from the Ran is, and he says this mavur in the Gemara, that we said, when you have a sukkah kamin gam, shtei mechitzis da'arivan, the two mechitzis that go like a right angle, all you need is a tefach seichik, and mamina parkas megimel. When you have a sukkah kamin mavui, two walls zeh kenegad zeh, then you need a pas dalet. So up the Ran, from our sugya it's mavur, that if you have three walls, even though you're not using the back wall, so essentially you really have a sukkah kamin mavli, but even so, all you need is a tefach seichik, because since the maisa there is a back wall there, it's no longer mefulish, and a tefach seichik is good enough. And the Beis Yosef extends that to even when you're not using the walls of the chatzah. You have walls of the chatzah enclosing you, and then you have two walls in the middle of the chatzah, and that's also good enough. And the Magen Avraham says no. It's only in a case where those two walls of your sukkah are connected to a back wall. Just the back wall is not part of your sukkah because it's too far away from the schach. The Mishneh Berurah says he passes like the Beis Yosef, but he says like this. He says the Maisa though. He says the Ran says it's tremendous chiddush mikayach haraya. What's his raya? Because he's learning the case. The Gemara says like a sukkah. And he's learning this is the case. The case is where there's a back wall, which is too far away from the sakh, it's not a mavim of foolish. And the nail of the Gemara says you need a tafak seichik, not a pas dalet. But according to the Rambam and Rashi and the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch is mashmi held that way, they were talking about a mavim of foolish. So now you still have a kasha in the Gemara. The Ram has a problem which he answers with his pshat in the Gemara, that the Gemara is talking about a mavim sasim. And the reason why you don't already have three walls is because it's far away from the back wall, and that's why you need the lechi. But the kasha is, why did the Gemara say that without Shabbos is a tefach seichik? Without Shabbos is a pasar ba. Teretz is, because that's also not called mefulish. But according to the Rambam, and Rashi, and the Rosh, and the Shulchan Aruch, where we're talking about there's only two walls, so what's takav shat in the Gemara? We have no teretz. I mean, we only have one teretz, what the Ritvos is mitzadet, that the Gemara doesn't mean according to Rav Simon and Rishum and Levi. The Gemara was saying the most you need is a tefach seichik according to Rav Yehuda. But according to them, it's partial in that case you need a pas dalet. It's mamish the case of mavim and foolish. So Meli says, lefi zeh, and he says, the Chaim Meisha asks his kasha, Where is the makar to the chiddush of the Ran? Why would the Shulchan Aruch paskin like the Ran? The Shulchan Aruch who paskins that the case of the Gemara is mabim and full of sal karchuk, you have to say that the tefach seichik is lav dafka, so you have no makar to the Ran. So Meili says because of that, he's not going to argue on the Shulchan Aruch, but he doesn't want to be makel more than the Magen Avraham's case, where you're actually using the two walls that are enclosing you for the sukkah. Now I also want to discuss on the sugya three kashas from the Achrayim on the sugya. Three interesting questions. I saw this mostly in the Dish, which brings down these Achrayim. Three interesting questions on the sugya. The first question is the Gemara later in the Gimel and Aleph, where Rabbi Meir Yehuda has a machlekes by a sukkah lagabi behema. Rabbi Yehuda says it's possible because you can't go up on the sukkah on Yantif, and you need a sukkah ruya l'shiva. Rabbi Meir says, since we need a raisi, you can go there, so male, it's not a problem of sukkah ruya l'shiva. So you see, both of them hold you need a sukkah ruya l'shiva. Why would it be good with migui if you have, let's say, sikhah lagabi mavli, sikhah and pasi brois, which only works in Shabbos, so it's not a sukkah ruya l'shiva? As I bring in kama v'kama achreinim, the Prima Gadim and the Beis Meir in Siman Tov Reish Lamed, the Baal Mishkas Yankov and the Sefer Kilis Yankov, the Binyan Shleimer from Shleimer Kayim for Vilna, and the Rishash and the Merimei Sada, and Kama other Achreinim. They all have this Kasha. So a lot of Terutzim are given. Some in Achreinim mention the Rif says Minastam, Sicha Lagame Mavi Shesh Lachik Shevi, doesn't say Dafkan Shabbos. The Rishayim are bothered by this. The Rishayim discuss it. So Kama Achreinim mentioned in their discussion that maybe the Rif has this problem. It can't be mutter only on Shabbos. It's not a sukkah ruya l'shiva. So Shash is an interesting teretz. The tzivah also is mitzadah that way. Okay, so it has a psul. A psul of ain't a ruya l'shiva. Fine. But migah d'avaday from your Shabbos, avaday from your sukkah. If migah d'avaday from your Shabbos, avaday from your sukkah would take care of the problem that you don't have the tefach, or you don't have shtayim kolchasan. So also, Kolshkeni says it should take care of the problem that's not ruya l'shiva. The migah will take care of the problem of ain't a ruya l'shiva. But the Achrayim of Shleima Kaina saw the Sefer Binyan Shleima, he tainas no. Migui works if Lagabe Sukkah, it's not a Mechitza, and Lagabe Shams a Mechitza, then Migui works. But if you have another problem, you're not going to say Migui. He says, Shtelzachvar, Rabbi Yeshia, we have later on this Amid, Rabbi Yeshia says, you need Chamsu Mitzulsa Machmas Adifanes. You're going to say that on Shabbos it would work because of Migui? It's a different soul. There's a Menchas Chinach, a Mitzvah Shin Chavei. He says, let's say someone steals a sukkah. If you steal the walls of a sukkah, it's still a psul of sukkah gzuma. Right? Have it on Shabbos. And Shabbos is no psul of Rosh Hashayachin, that's gzuma. It's not a problem by Shabbos. So would you say, migad have a deiflin, and Shabbos have a deiflin, sukkah, your tain is no. It's a different type of psul. The psul isn't because you're missing a wall. It's another psul. You wouldn't say migad in another psul. The psul is because you're missing a wall, and you have a wall in your Shabbos, that would work out to migad. But if you have another psul, that wouldn't work. So again, the kash is you need ruya l'shiva. We have Rishash's teretz that the migui would take care of that problem, but that's not so pashit. There's a sefer Ber Avram from the one who wrote the Maskil Eson. He says that sukkah shein ruya l'shiva is only a psul neschach, not in the mechitzas. But the binyan shleimai tain is, what do you mean? That case by the behemoth is no psul neschach. The Machashis though likes his teretz. He says it on his own. But he says, if you can't go into the sukkah, that's a problem with the schach. Here, you could go into the sukkah, and the schach is fine, you're just not going to have mechitzas for the rest of the sukkah. You don't say the din of ein roi l'shiva. If you have schach, and the schach is roi to use, you just don't have enough mechitzas. The Binyan Shleimer himself says a little similar to this. He says, ein roi l'shiva means you can't live there. It's a chsarin and dira. The sukkah you can't live in the sukkah for 7 days, it's not your dira. But here, you can live there. It's just going to be possible. So you don't need a sukkah that's kosher l'shiva. It's a gavaldik dira. It's just going to be possible. So that's not a problem. Anyway, but this is the first kasha of the Achrayim. How could it work out smigli? It's not a sukkah ruya l'shiva. Another kasha of the Achrayim ask is, you see, the Gemara only says it l'gabi Shabbos. On Shabbos, the sukkah is different. Shabbos, you say a migui. Vaisdais, the rest of the sukkah is not. What about Yom Tov? Yom Tov, what's the need of Rishus Yachid? You're going to tell me carrying is mutter in Yom Tov. But carrying is only mutter l'tzerich. Right? And if you have Rishus Yachid, it's mutter v'shlei l'tzerich. So there is a din Rishus Yachid and Rishus Ram l'gabi Yom Tov. If somebody carries a Yom Tov l'tzerich chayil, Well, the tzarech agaya, whatever it is, that's an isser on Yom Tov. That could be an isser lav. I mean, you could say hayol, but that could be an isser lav. So it's negay of the mechitza even for Yom Tov. Why is the Gemara saying for Shabbos? It should say for Yom Tov also. Gemara like Akasha, they have this in Rabbi Kveig and Jewish Chiddush from Ksav Yad, and also the Kabbat the Kesheisa, the Chalkas Yayev has his 103 kashas that he calls Kabbat the Kesheisa, 103 bamba kashas. This is one of them. Why is the Gemara only saying for Shabbos? Yom Tov also is it a carry? There's an Igris Meisha, very interesting. Meisha Feinstein, Chelak Alam Simon Kufayin Tes, his tshuva written to his Talmud, Nisan Alpitz itself. And Nisan Alpitz was mechavim to this kasha from Bukvega in the Kabbat the Kesheisa, why is it on Yom Tov? So he says, my son, Reuven, he was a bacher at the time, but he quotes his son, Reuven, he said, the yisaydin of nigli is something that you need for sukkah. You only say nigli on something that you need b'shul mitzvah sukkah. Very interesting. You have to know the terrorist works, but he's ma'arach about to explain this terrorist. But that was the second kasha. The third kasha was, Abikvegas kasha, that the Shulchan Aruch paskens halacha l'maisa, the din of sikha gavimavi sheikh shalechi, Nigan have a daifel in Yishamas, have a daifel in Yisukkah. He wants to know, Lefi the Sheet is that we don't have Rosh Hashanah the rice anymore, because you need Shishim Ribui. So, in your typical Lechi now, you don't need the Mechitza for Shabbos, it's a Carmelis. I think Achrayim also asked, I couldn't find exactly, I saw this Kasha, that every Sukkah has a roof, and the Gemara in Shabbos says that Rosh Hashanah Makura is not a Rosh Hashanah. So every Sukkah carrying in a Sukkah wouldn't be carrying in Rosh Hashanah, because there's a roof on it. Rosh Hashanah Makura is not a Rosh Hashanah. So the Maisa is a Carmelis either because all Rosh Hashanah is a Carmelis or because it's Makura. So how can you say Nigad have a Deifel in Yin Shabbos, have a Deifel in Yin Sukkah? You don't need a Mechitza for Shabbos, a Carmelis. So I guess the Teretz is that even if you don't need it because Midaraisa you're allowed to carry in a Carmelis, but the Maisa, it does work in Yin Shabbos to make it a Rosh Hashanah. And that's Negeya. But then it would make the Kasha on Yom Tov. So Rav Moshe Feinstein also talks about this question. The first, like I told you, the question about Yom Tov, Rav Nissen Alpert asked him the question. The question about that it's a Carmelis, he brings that his son-in-law, Rabbi Moshe Shiskal, asked him that kasha, and he's also ma'arich to answer the kasha. So again, just because of Nimitz, the three kashas are: how does Miga work? It's not a sukkah or a shiva. Right, a lot of achrayim asked the kasha, and two other gishmaka kashas, both of them for Rabbi Kivega. Why is it only Shabbos Yom Tov? Also, you say Migui? And why does Migui work b'chlal? Midaraisa, you don't need it because it's a Carmelis. Those are the three kashas.